Okay, praise the Lord one more time. One more time, we're going to talk about some of the spiritual blessings. That magnificent scripture that we put on the board. I want to put verse 2 and 3 up there today of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Amazing how many times I read that, but Dave made note to me as we were sitting at the table talking this week about something here, and I thought, you know, isn't that amazing? Look at this. May grace and peace be yours, sent to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the one I wanted. King James Version. In verse 2 says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now then, I think about that, and the more I read that, and the more I look at that, and the more I think about that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us, His obedient children, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. When you meditate on that and think about, and then when you get into it and talk about these spiritual blessings, which we're going to continue to go on into these today. I don't know how far we're going to get, but there's many of these. And the first time I read that, I thought, what is a spiritual blessing? I've been blessed with all of them, but I don't know what they are. That's kind of amazing, isn't it? See, when you learn what these spiritual blessings are, then you can take a person that has a need, and when you know who you are in Christ, you can pray the prayer of faith for people, and you can see people get healed, sometimes even when they don't have faith. I think of the number of people, even Christians, that come in here with something, lung cancer, breast cancer, you know, whatever, and I tried to build their faith, and I get them to a point, and they say, well, my surgery's Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. And so I pray for them, and I say, you're healed. And so they go ahead and go to the doctor, and he does the surgery. I think about this little girl that called me years ago. In fact, I went down to Mullen to see my aunt, and she said, Thurman, while you're here, I got to call this couple, and she's got this cancer, and you got to talk to them while you're here. I said, okay. So she called, and they come over and stayed for 2 or 3 or 4 hours. I had to teach them all these things. They went to church, but the church they went to didn't teach them these things. And so finally, they saw this in a new light, and I said, well, I'll pray for you, and the Lord will heal you. I prayed for her, and I said, now I guarantee you the Lord's healed you. Well, see, He made me a promise in His Word. That's one of my spiritual blessings. But she don't know them, and her husband didn't know them. So anyway, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks later, whatever it was, maybe it was a month later, I don't know, they had this surgery scheduled. And they called me the night before the surgery. Him and her both was on the phone. And she said, Thurman, tomorrow we go to San Antonio for my surgery. I said, but you don't need it. I said, you're healed. I said, the Word of God says. Well, but Thurman, if an angel from heaven would come down and tell me I'm healed, I wouldn't go have it. I said, you have something better than an angel. I said, you have a Son of God on the end of the telephone telling you that He guarantees you God's Word can't fail, that you're healed, and this is better than an angel. She couldn't go there with me. So they went down to San Antonio, her and her husband. They admitted her to the hospital, cut her open to do the surgery, got in there, nothing. Wow. Absolutely nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sewed her back up. A few days later, she's back at home, and she called me and said, Thurman, I went down there, and you were right. You know, did she have faith? No. She didn't have no faith. But did I have faith?
Yes.
Yeah. Did God honor my faith? Yes, He did. And He'll honor yours, too. And so After, I don't know, I guess it was months later, she called me one day just hysterical. She said, my mother has been in a, I forget what it was, she was bleeding or something, I don't remember what it was, but it was something awful, I forget exactly what it was, but her mother was bleeding, coughing up blood, all kinds of stuff, and she said, Thurman, will you please pray for my mother? I said, now the Word of God said, if two of us agree, I said, are you going to be in agreement with me this time, or are you going to be in unbelief? She said, I'm going to be in agreement with you this time. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So I prayed for her mother, the prayer of agreement, and she called me back the next day. I said, by the time my mother got to the hospital, there was nothing wrong with her. They checked her, she was totally healed and everything. But then a little while later she called back and said, you know, I thought I had to call and tell you this. She said, today I was out walking. They lived out in the country and they had horses. She said, I was walking out by the horse barn and I'm walking around. I said, God, I don't understand why I had to have that surgery. If I was already healed, why did I have to go through that? And she said, Thurman, he spoke to me. And he said, you had to go through the surgery to show you that you were healed. He said, you wouldn't believe my word. I thought, how many of us are like that? He wrote it in His Word. It's forever settled in heaven, cannot be broken, and He tells us what He'll do, and we don't believe Him. Of course, He tells us, if you don't walk holy in obedience to my Word, I will judge you too, and we don't believe that either. And that causes the devastating things, and then when we repent, we don't believe He'll do the other, do we? But He does both, doesn't He? All this is your spiritual blessings. Now then, some of these spiritual blessings, of which there's too many, I mean, used to when I'd ask the question, Lord, what is these spiritual blessings? I didn't know any. But today, I know so many that in the last two Sundays, that's what we've talked about. We've only covered a few in two services. So today, we're going to cover another group of these, and we're going to see how many we can get through. Now, there's far more of these things than we can cover in the period of time we have today. But it ought to at least whet your appetite that you should want to get into God's Word to see if all these spiritual blessings belong to you, then what are these things, Lord? What are they? Because when you learn what they are and how to operate within them, then you can operate in faith and you can see the King do great and wonderful things. Isn't it wonderful when you pray for somebody and you see God do such a wonderful thing? I mean, I think today that Esther, I don't see Esther and Ernest today. They're not here, I don't believe. But Esther, one time, after her granddaughter got healed and then she got healed and everything else here, she brought a picture of a woman that had already gone blind. And she brought it up here and said, Thurman, I want you and Cheryl to lay hands on this picture and pray for this friend of mine. Said, I couldn't bring her to church because she's already gone blind. But she said, I know when you and Cheryl pray for her that God will heal my friend. Now, why could she have that kind of faith? Because she saw her granddaughter healed. She saw herself get healed. And now she's been hearing me teach God's Word. And she's learning these principles, and their spiritual blessings are hers. But so Cheryl and I prayed on Sunday afternoon. And when she came back to Bible study, or to Sunday's worship next Sunday, she said by Wednesday night, her friend was reading her Bible without glasses. And she was blind. But we prayed the prayer of faith. But Esther had faith. Now, is that another one of your spiritual blessings, to be able to pray the prayer of faith? Yes, it is. These are spiritual things we can do and see the King do these great and mighty wonderful things. So let's turn to John 3:15-16. And let's see one of the most important of these spiritual blessings. John 3:15-16. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, is that a great and awesome spiritual blessing that belongs to you? If you believe in Jesus, you'll never perish, but you'll have life eternal. I mean, can you think of a spiritual blessing better than that? No. That's the best one there is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, talk about that blood we sang about a while ago, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the day you and I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we have everlasting life with God. Now let me tell you, when a human being is born, every human being born has everlasting something. It may be life for us that are Christians, or everlasting death for those that are not Christians. But your spirit never ceases to be once it's generated. You're either going to spend eternity in this wonderful air-conditioned comfort with God, or we're going to spend eternity in this lake of fire with the devil. And it's your choice. God's already made it. He's already made the choice, and He's given it to us. It's a free gift, and everybody has the opportunity to either accept Him or reject Him. And if you accept Him, it's a free gift to have eternal life and live with the King. But if you learn who you are and the spiritual blessings and what they are and they're yours here on earth, you can see God do great and awesome things on this earth. I mean, great and awesome things. And there's some of us that's in this little church here have seen Him do these great and awesome things. And we're grateful, aren't we? If we had to, if he wanted us to, we would shed our tears and wash His feet with our tears and dry them with our hair. Right, Terry? Amen, amen. It would be a minor little thing for the gift of what God gave you and Frank, isn't it? Absolutely. So this is great of what He's done here. Now then, let's go to let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. And this will cover 9 of these wonderful spiritual gifts. Now these are, how many of these gifts belong to us? They're all already ours. So let's look at, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, or verse chapter 12, I mean, 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1. Now we're going to get it right in a minute. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Now see here, we're going to talk about them. How many spiritual gifts are ours?
All
of them. They're all ours. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now I'm going to tell you, I was ignorant a long time.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.